If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Women Physicians Lead, hosted by Dr. Lisa Herbert, helps women physicians move from surviving to thriving in their personal and professional lives. Dr. Lisa shares leadership tips, burnout support, stress management strategies, and inspiration from women physicians who've made remarkable transitions into leadership roles. There's a fantastic episode that you should check out called Taking Care of Yourself During the Journey, about how women physicians can care for themselves while on their leadership journeys. Check out Women Physicians Lead on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Tara Bradner, and this is Hopeful Hints, an infertility podcast where you will receive quick, hopeful hints to guide you through infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace as you walk through this journey to fulfill your family vision. Welcome to Hopeful Hints. I'm your host, Tara Bradner, and today's Hopeful Hints are going to cover a special episode specifically for friends and family of those who have infertility. I hope you find today's episode helpful if your loved one has been diagnosed with this disease. I want to start out by thanking you for supporting them and being there for them as they walk through this disease and road to building their family. Unfortunately, it's common for strains in family relationships and friendships to occur over time, and it's often caused by impaired communication and interactions. My hope is today's episode can prevent this from occurring or mend any strained relationships. We understand that oftentimes you simply don't know what to say or what to do. This leads to the wrong thing being said, and then in turn, strains occur. The good news is, if you know what not to say, you're on the right path to providing so much support for your loved one. Let's begin by better explaining what we are feeling when we are going through infertility. Did you know that 61% of women do not share their diagnosis with friends and family? And infertility is the fourth leading cause of trauma in women. This diagnosis often leads us to feeling isolated and abandoned. There's so much loss that happens, and when that isn't acknowledged, we pull back and suppress. Loss may be in the form of a negative pregnancy test month after month, or the actual loss that occurs with a miscarriage, or an embryo that did not implant, or a failed treatment cycle. No matter how we try to prepare ourselves for a possible bad news or a loss to occur, we still have hope that every month we may have that positive pregnancy test, those two pink lines, or the magical pregnant word to appear. It has been described that walking through infertility is like going through the five stages of grief every month: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Now let's throw in the fact that cost is the number one barrier to care on top of all of these emotions, and that adds more stress. Our relationship with our spouse is often strained, and we are working hard to take care of ourselves. So let's get started with today's hopeful hints that will cover infertility etiquette. Hopeful hint number one: do not minimize our pain or our disease. Do acknowledge the pain and struggle. Let's start out with the big one and the phrase, just relax. We know that relaxing will not cure this disease. We also want to avoid saying things that start with, it could be worse, or at least you don't, or you should be happy for. You may not be able to understand our feelings fully unless you've experienced the pain yourself, and that's really for anything. The best thing to do is to allow your loved one to have the feelings they are having. This is a disease that impacts every aspect of our daily lives and consumes us literally almost every hour of the day. A simple text message saying, hi, I'm thinking of you, can go a long ways. Hopeful hint number two: do not offer a solution. Do listen and let us know you care. When it comes to the point a couple is open about their struggle, I can almost guarantee you that they have tried everything possible. They've Googled it. If someone's tried it, they've tried it. They've done all of this before seeking out medical treatment. Each couple has to decide for themselves what route they will go and know this can change as they advance through this diagnosis. It is incredibly hard to make these decisions and can even cause tension between the couple themselves. Give them their time to reflect fully and decide which solution makes the most sense for them. Hopeful hint number 3, allow them to talk about infertility in their own time and just listen. I want to include in this section what sometimes is referred to as band-aid statements. These statements often come from a place of love, but do more hurt. So here they go. First of all, referring to infertility as elective is just not right. Many medical associations acknowledge infertility as a disease. Just adopt. Relax, you'll get pregnant. You can have my kids. Are you sure you want to have kids? Kids are expensive. Maybe if you have more faith, you'd get pregnant. Pray more. It's all in God's timing. Have you tried insert this position? You will get pregnant. Don't worry so much. Or there are so many kids in foster care who need a good home. I encourage you to avoid saying these to anybody who's going through infertility. I want to close with this. The decision on how a couple will grow their family can only be made by them and in their time. One of 3 things will happen. They will either conceive and have their own baby, or this will not occur and they will live child-free or grow their family through adoption or foster care. There's a large cost that comes along with that decision to do adoption and lots of emotional ups and downs. It's not the easiest decision to make. The decision to proceed with adoption and foster care is a gift that anyone can give, not just those diagnosed with the disease of infertility. It is not a cure to the disease, but rather a family-building option for all. I hope you have found today's episode helpful, whether you personally are going through infertility, but especially for those of you who have a loved one going through this disease. Thank you for listening and join us next week for hopeful hints to bring you peace as you walk through your infertility journey.